Long ago, before the people had forgotten how to hear the voices of the sky, a young maiden lived among the stars. She was radiant and curious, her heart stirred by the songs rising from the earth below, the crackle of fire, the murmur of water, the laughter of children, and the drum that echoed like a heartbeat. One night, she leaned so far over the edge of the sky world that she fell, drifting down like a comet through the dark. The wind caught her, the moon cradled her, and she landed softly upon the earth. The people found her by the water's edge, her hair shining with starlight, her eyes deep with memory of the heavens. They welcomed her into their village, and she became a bridge between worlds. From her, they learned that the stars were not far away, but they were kin, guiding lights, ancestors, and companions in the long winters. The Star Maiden didn't stay forever. Some say she returned to the sky world, her task fulfilled. Others whisper she walks still among the forest and lakes, teaching those who listen to hear the rhythm of the drum as the rhythm of the cosmos. To remember her is to remember that we are more than flesh and bone. We are woven of soil and starlight, carrying the memory of the heavens within our hearts. What makes the story of the Star Maiden even more profound is how it reflects the cosmology of the Ojibwe. For the Ojibwe, the universe is relational. The sky world and the earth world are not separate, but deeply connected. Sky beings often interact with humans, gifting wisdom, teachings, or challenges. The stars themselves are not distant points of light. They are relatives. Some constellations are known as animals, like the fisher, the crane, and the loon, each with their own stories and lessons. Stars are also part of the Midowiwin spiritual tradition, where they are consulted for healing and guidance. In this way, the Star Maiden is not an isolated tale, but one thread in a tapestry where sky, earth, animals, and people are kin. Her descent echoes another central story, the tale of Sky Woman, who fell from the sky world and was helped by animals to create land on the back of turtle. Together, these stories remind us that human life begins through cooperation between heaven and earth. Time itself is woven into this cosmology. Each moon of the year carries a name connected to the natural cycles. The maple sugar moon, the wild rice moon, the frost exploding trees moon. The people live in rhythm with the moon and stars, guided by their cycles. To look at the sky was and still is to read both a calendar and a sacred text. But to truly understand Ojibwe spirituality, we need to pause with one of their most profound gifts, the Seven Grandfathers' teachings. The story goes that long ago, the grandfathers looked upon the Anishinaabe people and saw that they were living out of balance. They each gifted the people a teaching, a principle for living in right relationship with the world. These teachings are not rules carved into stone. They are living guides, meant to be carried in the heart, embodied in daily life, and passed from generation to generation. These are the following teachings. Number one, wisdom, to use knowledge for the good of the community. Number two, love, to know peace through unconditional connection. Number three, respect, to honor all creation as kin. Number four, courage, to face life with integrity and strength. Number five, honesty, to live truthfully and walk sincerely. Number six, humility, to know yourself as one sacred part of the great circle of life. And number seven, truth, to live all of these teachings together. The Seven Grandfathers' teachings are not abstract values. They are a compass for living what's called the good life. They show how to walk gently on the earth, how to be in community, how to face hardship, and how to keep one spirit aligned. When we listen to the story of the Star Maiden through the light of these teachings, we see her not just as a maiden from the sky, but as a living embodiment of this wisdom. She carries wisdom from the stars. She walks with humility as a guest among the people. She offers love and respect by teaching kinship between sky and earth. And her very presence reminds us of truth, that we are both soil and starlight, never separate from creation. So why does the Star Maiden matter to us today? Because she's more than just a story. She's a reminder that we too are stardust, that our bodies are of the earth, but our spirits carry the memory of the heavens. She reminds us that we are not cut off from the cosmos. We are woven into it. For the Ojibwe people, remembering the Star Maiden is remembering kinship with the stars, the waters, the animals, and with each other. For us listening today, her story asks, how can we live with that same awareness of connection, that same reverence for the web of life? And above all, to honor the Star Maiden is to honor the Ojibwe people who continue to carry her story forward, keeping alive a cosmology where the universe is kin and the night sky is never empty, but full of memory, presence, and guidance.